Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Swamp Swami Podcast! And now here's the star of your show, Swamp Swami! Yay!
It's that time of year again, and time for some tips from your defending fantasy football champion. Well, at least for a few more months, it is good to be the king! Now in my 12th year of playing in my former employer's friendly, means no betting money, 10-team fantasy football league, my team was able to claim its second title last season. Unfortunately, it had been 11 years since 2011 since I'd won the very first time. Beginning next week, it'll be time for you too to once again risk personal public embarrassment and draft your fantasy football team for the upcoming fall NFL season. And most of the leagues will begin the annual player selections after the conclusion of the final this weekend, hallelujah, NFL preseason games. Beginning early next week through about Labor Day, it's going to be time to make those tough decisions which are going to lead to your league championship or a trip back to the bottom of the heap. Been there, done that. In fact, my team's 12-year won and loss record is quite mediocre. My fantasy football team's record is 94 wins, 90 losses, and one tie. That equates to a 51.1% winning percentage in a dozen seasons in the league. The good news is that my team has two first place finishes now, one second place, and a third place in this 10-team league during my 12-year run. Also means that my fantasy football team usually stinks in two out of every three seasons. My group participates in the Yahoo Sports Fantasy Football League. A former boss and several of his college classmates got it started a long time ago. And 2 years ago, a longtime team owner's 12-year-old grandson took over old grandpa's team back in 2021. And the young man did a really good job, so age does not seem to either be an advantage or a disadvantage in fantasy football. So what was old Swamp Swami's secret in winning the fantasy league last year? The honest answer I'll give you, I drafted in the number 4 position. That's right, it had very little to do with my incredible, yeah right, player selection skills. In most fantasy football leagues, the order in which a team drafts players is randomly determined by a computer, in our case the Yahoo Sports computer, just a few minutes before the actual draft is set to begin. If there are 10 teams in the league, like mine has, the draft order goes in numeric order beginning in round 1. And then they call it a snake draft. It reverses, and the teams pick in the reverse order in round number 2. So, if your team gets the first overall pick in round number 1, congratulations, you're going to have to wait until the 20th overall pick, or the final selection in round number 2, for your second choice. So my team was really lucky last year, being assigned the number 4 pick. My team had a legitimate first-round pick, a legitimate second-round pick, etc., all the way through the draft. I also had a little time to think between picks to plan out my next move. And by having a little bit of breathing room between the selections, I could observe the other teams and make some adjustments if I felt necessary. The unlucky teams are the ones with the number 1 or number 10 pick selections. They have the longest time to wait. At least they are able to make two consecutive selections when they get a chance. But based on my experience doing that, it's not a good deal. The Yahoo Sports Fantasy Football League claims that the teams which pick from the middle positions, like numbers 3, 4, 5, and 6, usually have the best chance to win the league. And regardless of how well you stock your team with great players, injuries are going to happen. A lot. It pays to watch the NFL's injury list beginning on Tuesday or so of every week. Your backup players may get a lot more time on the field than you initially bargained for on draft night. I like to watch the other team owners also and their weekly player moves and roster changes. Now, some will get rid of some players immediately. And sometimes an injured cast-off player, let's say he's an all-star, is able to return 6 or 7 weeks later in the season. He could actually help your team win the league. In some years, a player may simply be hot for the season and score a lot of points for you. You love those guys. But if you draft the same player in the next season, he may not produce as many yards or touchdowns as in the previous year. You know, the NFL teams are watching those trends too. They're going to recognize that, let's say, your goal line running back is going to get most of the carries inside the 5-yard line, and the other team's going to do their best to stop him from scoring a touchdown in the next year. Just like a stock investment, do not fall in love with one particular player every single year. And yes, Some quarterbacks like Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow have been top fantasy football players the last few years. Just be wary of drafting your old buddies to your team too early in the draft and ignoring some other roster needs like wide receivers and running backs and tight ends too. By the time the fantasy football season ends at the end of the year, your team's success is more likely to be affected by pure luck, injuries, or players having a career year or not, than your thoughtful decision-making during the league's draft coming up soon and any subsequent player adds and drops that you've made during the regular season. As the old country music song says, some years you're the bug and some years you're the windshield. It's time now to roll out my annual top 10 suggestions to help you with the upcoming 2023 fantasy football season draft. Number 1. Your team name. Make sure that you're happy with the sound of your team's name. In my case, the team's name is Swamp Gas. What a surprise. You're going to live with the name of your team for the entire fantasy football season, so make it a good one, one that you like. Number 2. Research your players and teams. In prior years, I've gone to the drugstore and paid about $10 to buy one of those fantasy football magazines. And with that purchase, you're afforded the chance to learn how some of the other so-called experts see the upcoming NFL season as they provide their own advice about how you should make your own fantasy draft picks. Unfortunately, my history says that their advice is usually no better than your own. Save the money. Trust your gut. Have fun. Number 3. Determine your own draft strategy. Now, this is a good one. For example, my personal strategy is, for the most part, to try to find the best offensive players from NFL teams which generally score the most points every year. Now, don't laugh. That really is what's been working for me. This year, I'm going to go stockpile a lot of players again from the Kansas City Chiefs and Buffalo Bills, Cincinnati Bengals, Miami Dolphins, and in the NFC, the Detroit Lions, New Orleans Saints, and 49ers of San Francisco. I might even grab one of the best players from a mid-level type team, but I'm going to suggest that you refrain from taking more than one player from any bad football team. Who are those? The Cardinals, the Panthers, the Texans. The same ones that were lousy last year are probably going to be bad again this year. Consider yourself warned. Number 4. Do pick players from NFL teams which you personally like to root for. In my case, I'm a longtime New Orleans Saints fan. Who dat, baby? You can count on my fantasy football team is going to include at least 2 or more Saints players on the roster again this year. Yeah, follow your heart with a few of your picks on your fantasy football team. Number 5. Don't pick any players from any NFL team which you personally despise. In my case, again, I avoid at all cost and have never had a Dallas Cowboys player on my team. Perhaps you're a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. You can't stand Cleveland. Don't put any Browns players on your team. Don't force yourself to root for players on your least favorite NFL football team. Remember, your object is to win, but you still want to have fun. It's hard to make yourself root for a team that you cannot stand to root for. Number 6. Don't waste early picks on your kicker and defense. Don't do it. Now, last year, I utilized a very different defense every single weekend. I would look at the NFL schedule and see which teams were playing one of the NFL's worst offensive teams, usually the ones with the lousy records. So then I would check to see which of the available undrafted team defenses were available to play against one of those crummy teams that week. And I'd just drop one team one week and pick up a different one the next week. Worked well for me. Number 7, remember that injuries do happen. No later than every Thursday during the fantasy week. Make sure to check to see if your starting players have been injured during the prior weekend's games and are not expected to play in the coming weekend. Go ahead and use that substitute running back or wide receiver from your roster for the upcoming week. And if the player's injury is season-ending, well, it's time to drop that player no matter how much you love him and find an undrafted player from your league's free agent list. Stay vigilant, stay on top of the injuries. Number 8. Keep an eye open for undrafted rookie players, especially during the first 2 weeks of the season. Look for any rookies who seem to be making an early impact for their team and go grab them early in the year and dump a lukewarm bench warmer for the same position. Now, this can pay dividends for you down the stretch as many teams in your league are very hesitant to draft rookie players. Number 9, start slow, but finish fast. Set up your fantasy football team to have a positive finish toward the end of the year. In general, you're not going to win your fantasy football league unless your team gets hot during the last 4 to 5 games of the regular season. But number 10, the most important one, just have some fun. Sometimes your team is going to perform well, and other times, well, not so great. That's just the nature of the game, so don't despair if your team stinks this year. You'll have company. You can become a spoiler down the stretch, too, and beat one of those other teams that are striving to make the playoffs. Best of luck again this fantasy football season from Mr. Mediocrity, Swamp Swami.
Are you ready for some football? A Monday night party? Hey, this is Rockin' Randall, Hank. Ready to get the good times started. We've got the teams on the field and we turned up the lights. All my rowdy friends are back for Monday night time.